Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we explored how the best relationships help people. We talked about choosing encouragement over criticism and how supporting effort creates confidence instead of chasing perfection. We leaned into the idea that struggle is not something to avoid, it is part of growth. We also discussed how relationships can build courage, giving people the strength to show up as they are. We also spoke about creating space where honesty and personal development can truly thrive. This episode, we explore how love is not only a feeling, it is a set of relational skills that can be learned and practiced. We look at how misunderstanding often drives conflict and the powerful role empathy and understanding play in creating connection. We discuss how relationship skills strengthen families and communities and the ripple effect of emotional healthy relationships. Lastly, we highlight that the knowledge needed to improve relationships already exists and is available to everyone. Now that's good news if I ever heard it. Why misunderstanding drives conflict. When love becomes something we practice, everything begins to shift. Small moments carry more meaning, and everyday interactions start shaping deeper connection. What once felt confusing becomes clearer with intention and awareness. The change does not happen all at once. It builds through consistent effort, attention, and a willingness to understand one another. Consider a simple moment between two people after a long day. One person comes home quiet and distant. The other person may easily assume disinterest or frustration, which can lead to tension. With empathy and understanding in mind, the response changes. Instead of reacting, they pause, ask a question, and listen. That small shift creates space for connection instead of conflict. Think of a parent and child navigating homework struggles. The parent could focus on mistakes or choose encouragement and curiosity, which in turn builds upon the child's confidence and trust. These moments may seem small, yet they shape families and communities. When people feel understood, they become more open, more courageous, and more connected. That is how love, practiced daily, creates a ripple that reaches far beyond a single interaction. The role of empathy and understanding. As these patterns take root, relationships begin to feel different. Tension softens, communication becomes clearer, and people express themselves more freely. What once created distance can become an opportunity for connection. Consistent shifts often reshape how people experience one another in meaningful and lasting ways. Imagine two friends navigating a misunderstanding after a canceled plan. One assumes they are not valued, while the other feels overwhelmed and unsure how to explain. Without awareness, frustration grows. With practice, one reaches out with curiosity instead of blame, asking what happened and listening without interruption. There's a story of a couple who found themselves arguing over small things almost daily. Each believed they were not being heard. One evening, instead of defending their point, one partner chose to listen and reflect back what they heard. That moment changed the tone of the conversation and help to rebuild trust between the two of them. Understanding transforms everyday interactions into opportunities for deeper connection. How relationship skills improve families and communities. Intentional choices begin to influence more than individual relationships. They shape how we show up in our families, our workplaces, and our communities. What starts as a personal shift expands outward, affecting how others feel, respond, and connect, creating an environment where healthier interactions become the standard rather than the exception. Picture a workspace where tension often builds during team projects. Deadlines create pressure, and communication becomes short and reactive. One person begins approaching conversations with clarity and empathy, asking questions instead of assigning blame. Gradually, others respond differently, and the tone of the group begins to change. There is a story of a teacher who chose to handle disruptions in class with curiosity rather than punishment. Instead of reacting, they asked students, "What was going on?" and listened carefully. Students felt respected and became more engaged. Behavior improved, not from control, but from connection. These shifts may seem small at first, yet they influence entire groups. The experience spills over into every space they enter. The ripple effect of emotionally healthy relationships. As this way of relating becomes more familiar, it begins to feel natural. People start to recognize patterns, respond with intention, and create steadiness in their interactions. What once required practice becomes part of how they connect, strengthening relationships in ways that continue to grow. Think about a moment when someone feels dismissed during a conversation. The immediate reaction may be to withdraw or respond defensively. Awareness helps us shift in that moment. Instead of shutting down, we express how we feel and invite clarity. The conversation changes direction, opening space for understanding. There is a story of two siblings who often avoided difficult conversations. This led to years of distance. One day, one of them chose to speak openly and listen without interruption. It was uncomfortable at first, yet it created a turning point. Conversations became easier, and the relationships grew stronger. Practice connection creates change, allowing relationships to deepen with consistency and care. Why the knowledge to improve relationship already exists. When these patterns continue, something deeper begins to take shape. Relationships become a place of growth rather than tension. There is a sense of security, openness, and willingness to engage. The impact extends beyond single moments, creating a steady foundation where connection can strengthen and evolve. Consider a couple facing ongoing disagreements about how to manage their time. Each conversation turns into frustration, with both feeling unheard. With practice, one partner begins to ask questions and reflect back what they hear before responding. That simple shift changes the tone, making space for collaboration instead of conflict. Here is a story of a small community group that struggled with division during meetings. One member encouraged everyone to slow down and listen before reacting. At first, it felt unfamiliar, yet conversations became more respectful and productive. People began to feel valued and willing to participate. Steady, intentional connection creates environments where people can grow together. As these ideas come, a clear picture begins to form. Love, practice through everyday actions, shapes how we understand, respond, and connect. Small, consistent choices create change, influencing not only individual relationships, but the environments people are part of, building stronger and more connected lives. Love is not only something felt, love is something we practice through daily interactions. Misunderstanding often sits at the center of conflict, yet empathy and clear communication can shift those moments into connection. As these skills grow, they strengthen families, workplaces, and communities, creating a ripple that extends far beyond one relationship. When we learn how to relate with understanding and empathy, relationships improve everywhere. Focus on these ideas this week. Choose curiosity over assumption, listen to understand before responding, and support effort instead of expecting perfection. In one conversation each day, pause, reflect back what you heard, and ask one thoughtful question before sharing your perspective. Next week, we begin a series on creating environments that nurture growth and development. Think of a garden. When conditions support growth, everything changes. Relationships work the same way. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. And remember, love lives here.